Hi. Well, second day after I decided to name this Against the People. The original thing was just the news from Facebook. I have a news feed with about 300 sources, and most of them are on the road, so I have a wide news feed. But what we got here is a military event in America against community empowerment movements. Oh, just because it looks good. It's the same thing as when he walked across Peace Park and they tear gassed a peaceful protester so he could do it safely. There was a movie about this I made with Ellen Thomas in the Iraq One War called The Grad War at Home. It's a lot more serious now. They didn't use tear gas on the old ladies back then. They do now. But this is above. There's a lot of disinformation, a lot of infiltrators, like they're saying, like, oh, the cops have made way for the military, but they're busting heads somewhere else. Actually, the government said, no, you're going to make it worse. They didn't beg, but, I mean, he says, if you don't listen to me, I'll cut your money, you know? It's like, this is insane. What's happening is insane. So I named it Against the People. That would include global warming, other things, roundups, murderers, millions of them, Trump murderers, Republicans, Democrats, everything, you know. But for now, at least, it's just about, mainly about, they're definitely going to deploy military in the cities. You know, I mean, they have, like, they show the cops of all, you know, that when they, you know, people, when people take, like in the 90s, I was involved in a no tuition movement, just as a video guy. And, you know, we took over the college administration's office, and we didn't paint all over the walls, but I mean, this is a hell of a lot more serious than demanding free tuition, you know, or at least a reasonable tuition. For that matter, if you're not one of the elite, you're not gonna get anything out of college anyway. And go back to school or whatever. Nobody has showed up to the Comedy Center since it's opened again. Because there's no buses coming in, there's no tourists wanting to stick people who can't move with a little contaminated anthrax needle or some shit. It's very peaceful in Jamestown. It's actually, you know, the sky is clear, there's no spraying in the sky. Today, there was a lot of people around. Apparently, they kicked the bums out of, you know, Erie. They have a big thing there. They have a mission here that's called the UCAN mission. And, you know, pretty much gives everybody a ticket to go to the welfare office in Jamestown. And, you know, it's nicer here, you know. And I'm glad, I'm lucky I got an apartment when I did, after I got beat to death and everything else. Because I've been here 20 years, and frankly, I'm the founder of this town. I'm the new strunk. My ex and her boyfriend, and we used to be very close, but she's like, don't come near me anymore. But, she's living in the Strunk house. And Jamestown Strunk was one of the founders, but whereas Prendergast and the other guys were in town and they claimed huge areas of the lake side for their own personal farms, like there were 12 of them or something like that. And they just claimed like 1,000 square miles of property. Prendergast was one of them. And there's a map of the original property lines. And Strunk had, well, you know, the road, and, you know, that was, and he was on the hill. You could figure this guy was a little different from most of the rest of them. Because, you know, you live in the house and stuff, and you feel the vibes from the ghost and, you know, what happened there and all these Indian burial mounds and stuff. You know, and, you know. But, oh yeah, so all these people have been, and the cops going to community empowerment movements. I mean, in reality, people there, the government's happy to have anyone live there, it's like these things get deserted. This is taking 20 years to populate and get a nice steady supply of organs coming in and, you know, everything. And, you know, Trump is just like, this makes him look good to his murdering perverts. They're not the majority. They are the 1% cutting out the 10%, the 9%, to just the 1% and its militia. And Cuomo is the same thing. He, at one point, about 4 years ago, he said, I'm going to spend $400 million in New York State money forming a Republican guard for myself. And he offered all the bounty hunters and mercenaries to join him. That never happened. His brother works for CNN. It's strange that the virus is, the vast majority of people don't ever get flus and they don't get the virus, and nobody really cares, and there's worse things, but, I mean, okay, so this is the second episode of the show.